Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Jah Rastafari. Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay.
Nase sigabu kainatuna hizvu bechibret yemiyazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase sigabu as they enter the kedase. Kainatuna hizvu, the priest and the people, bechibret in einity. Yemiyazemutno shall sing, shall chant, Isis, 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 I.
Rasta Ibrahim.
Superman. Jah bless them youth, and Jah bless y'all, and Jah bless them elderly people. Well, you know them a fought and bled for this country and trade. Fought and bled for our freedom and rights, yeah. Fought and bled for this country boundaries.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Rastafari, give me the feeling that I belong.
know now.
We'll be right back.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. My rest. My rest. My rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. And let the earth be glad, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness. His holiness. His holiness. His holiness. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth, With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, 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 with the people.
Ana bekoach, we bake thee, I. Ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our anointed fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kavel arina ta amika, zangveid, 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 tahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us, zangveid, 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 tahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, na gibor. Please, heroic one, mighty one, na gibor, dorsheya yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, kubavata shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, kubavat shamrei, barchem, tahare, rachemei, sidkateka tamida tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, 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 barkein, tahrein, rachemi, sidk ateka tamida, amen. May your righteousness
always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Uvaka. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Edateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'eh. Le Ameka Bine. Zokreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre. Those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Show Atenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavir Ushima, Ushaik Aden, Yodea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets, Yodea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Lecha Dodi, Dodi, Dodi. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala. Pnei Shabbat, Nekapala. Come, O friend, the bride,
to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greets. Likadoti, likaratakala, bene shabbata nikabala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likarati atala bene shabbati nikabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Now Jehovah is one, and one is his name. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. Likadoti likarati akala, bnei shabbati nikabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lika dodi likrati akala, bnei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guest. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom his bride. Lekha dodi likrati akala, bnei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, these we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lika todi likrati akala, bnei shabbati nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail thee, I rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I welcome thy day. We, I and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, bnei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet.
Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Shalom. Senbet Shalom, Senbet Shalom. Senbet Shalom. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
במזמור דוד בתנאולה בשם האב והוול ומנפש קדוש אחד ואמלך אמן כיבר לכלל וכיבר לצלצול כיבר בחיית וכיבר בצלמה וחיית אלה שעה רק ספר I got your way on with I got your way on with Hey Send me salam Shabbat shalom A song for the days of rest Yeah Inside your home Send me salam Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10 string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song. Days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil. With fresh oil, come on, well, yeah. Send Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom.
Babylon be like trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. I hope the roots of David he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest. Yeah, inside your home. And better the Imnegede Yehuda Machaber, line of Judah Society, LOJS.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness, unrighteousness, no, no, unrighteousness, 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 no, unrighteousness,
מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור, כי שמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן, ותרם קרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן, ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, כארז בלבנון יזכה, שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולה תבוא.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever, forever.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Rastafari. O excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. Shine for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up. Heaven declare his glory, and I can see your greatness in all things. In your head, whoa,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jaren, Jaren, Jaren,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jah live and live again,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jaren, Jaren, Jaren,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jah live and live again, yeah.
Heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat. Shabbat, yes, this is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat,
yes, this is the only day.
Shabbat shalom, send
Shabbat
it shalom.
Shalom,
send
Shabbat
it shalom.
Shalom,
send
Shabbat
it shalom.
Shalom,
send
Shabbat
it shalom.
Shalom, send
New York, massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes, I wanna hear it, say yes.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
Today's daily song, we have
Psalm
38. Mizmor le David laskir,
laskir, laskir, laskir, laskir, laskir, laskir.
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath,
thy wrath.
Adonai, al beketzpecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
Uvahamatecha
teyassereni. For thine arrows stick fast in me.
Kichitzecha.
And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. My salvation, 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 my salvation.
Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hosein, Baku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Baku et Adonai Hamborak. The reader, bless ye, bless your Adonai, Adonai. Ja. Rastafari, who is to be blessed, Barku et Adonai Hamborach. Al v'chozel, Baruki Yahweh Hamborach le'olam wa'ed. congregation, aggregation, and the reader. Blessed is Adonai, Baruch Adonai, Hamborak. Blessed is Adonai Jah Rastafari, who is to be blessed. Baruch Adonai, Hamborak, Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bida Baro Ma'erim Iraim B'Hakamach Poteach She'arim Ua Bitabuna Mi'shane. Blessed art thou, the I Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, King of the Universe, of the Universe, Universal King, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, who at thy word bringest on the evening twilight, with wisdom openest the gates of the heavens, and with understanding changes times and various the seasons, and arranges the stars in their watches in the sky. According to thy will, thou, the eye, createst day and night. Thou, the eye, rollest away the light from before the darkness, and the darkness from before the light. Thou, the eye, makest the day to pass and the night to approach, and dividest the day from the night. Yahweh's Abaot Adonai of hosts is thy name.
Is thy name.
Is thy name.
Is
El Chai, Wik I am, and El Living, the Living El, and enduring continually, itinually. Mayest thou reign over us, over I and I, forever and ever. Baruch Ata Adonai Ha Ma'arib Ravim. Blessed art thou, the I Adonai, Jah Rastafari, who bringest on the evening twilight. Ahavata Olam Baita Yisrael Amika Ahavata. With everlasting, ever-living love, thou hast loved the Baita Yisrael, the Baita Yisrael, the house of Israel, Amika, the I people. Allah and commandments, statutes and judgments hast thou, the I, taught us, I and I. Torah U Mitzvota Hu Im uamishpatim otanu le malita malita malita. Therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu Adonai, I and I Elohim, when we lay down and when we I and I rise up, we I and I will meditate, will iditate on thy statutes. Yea, we will I and I will rejoice in the words of the I Torah, the I law and the I commandments forever for ever. For they are I and I life and length of days of I and I days, and we I and I will meditate, iditate on them day and night. And mayest thou, the I, never take away thy love from I and I. Baruch Ata Adonai, Ohev Amo Yisrael. Blessed art thou, the I, O Adonai, Jah Rastafari, who lovest thy people, Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Yisrael, Adonai Jah Rastafari, and I Elohim. Adonai Jah Rastafari is one, is the one, the one. The one. Baruch Shem Kvoda Malkuto L'Olam Wa'ad. Blessed be his name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever, for ever and ever. Ve'ahavta eti Yahweh Eloheka b'kol halevaveka u'b'kol hanafshecha u'b'kol hameodecha. And thou, the I, shall love Yahweh Jehovah, he who be, who he be, the I Elohim, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee, I, this day, shall be upon thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children. So talk of them when thou sittest in thine bait, baitika, in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, upon yadika, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of baitika, thy house and upon thy gates, U bishareka. And it shall come to pass, if y'all shall hearken diligently to my commandments, which I command you this day, to love Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Yahweh Elohim, true good, true God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, your psyche, that I will give the rain of your land in its season, the former rain and the latter rain, that I mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine, and thine oil, and I will give grass in thy field for thy cattle, and thou shalt eat and be satisfied. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and ye all turn aside and serve Elohim Acherim, other Elohim, and worship them. And the anger of Adonai Rastafari be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and the land yield not her fruit, and ye all perish quickly from off the good land which y'all, which Jehovah giveth you. Therefore shall ye all lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul and in your psyche, and ye all shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes, and ye all shall teach them your children, talking of them when thou sittest in Beiteka, in the eye house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou, the eye, shalt write them upon the doorposts of Beiteka, the eye house, the eye bait, and upon thy gates, that your children may be, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children upon the land which Yahweh, which Jehovah sware to your fathers, your patriarchs, to give them, as the days of Shemaim, the heavens above the earth, the earthly plain. And Yahweh and Jehovah spake to Moshe and Amor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children and the sons of Israel, and bid them that they make them a fringe upon the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and they put upon the fringe of each corner a cord of blue, and it shall be to you for a fringe, that ye that y'all may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Adonai Jah Rastafari and do them, and that ye y'all go not about after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye y'all used to go stray, that ye y'all may remember and do all my commandments and be holy, eyeless, set apart to y'all, Elohim, true good, true God. Ani Yahweh Elohekem Asher Hotzeiti Etekem Me'aretz Mitzrayim Lihiyota Lakem Elohim. Ani Yahweh Elohekem. I be he who be y'all Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, to be your Elohim, true good, true God. Ani Yahweh Elohekem. I be he who be y'all Elohim.
Elohim.
Amet with Eyamunah, kol zot. True and trustworthy is all this, and it is established with us, with I and I, that he is Yahweh, Jehovah, Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, I and I true good, I and I true God, and there is none beside him, and that we, that I and I, Yisrael, are Amo, his people. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the hand of kings, even I and I, king who delivered us, I and I, from the grasp of all the terrible ones, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, who on our behalf dealt out punishment to our adversaries and requited all the enemies of Ainai soul, of Ainai psyche, who doest great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number, who holdest Ainai soul, Ainai psyche in life and liberty, and have not suffered our feet, Ainai feet, to be moved, who made us Ainai tread upon the high places of Ainai enemies and exalted Ainai horn over all them that hated Ainai, that hated us, who wrought for us, for Ainai, miracles and vengeance upon power, all Pharaoh, signs and wonders in the land of the children of Ham, the children of Kemet, the children of Ham, who in his rod smote all the firstborn of Mitzrayim of Kemet, and brought forth Amor Yisrael from among them to everlasting, ever-living freeness, who made his children pass between the divisions of the Yam Suf, the Eter Abahir, the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea, but sank their pursuers and their enemies in the depths. Then his children beheld his might, they praised and gave thanks, young for Isis, to Shemo, his name, and willingly accepted his sovereignty. Moshe and the B'nai Yisrael and the sons of children of Israel sang a song to thee, the I, with great joy, saying, all of them, Ki akamoka ba'elim yawa mi akamoka ne itara ba'kodesh nora tehilota ose pele. Who is like to thee, I, Yahweh, Jehovah, among the mighty ones, me, Kamoka, Ba'elim, Yahweh. Who is like to thee, I, me, Kamoka, glorious in holiness and eyelessness, ne, idara, bakodesh, reverent in praises, nora, te, hilot, doing wonders, ose, pele. Thy children beheld thy sovereign power. As thou didst cleave the sea before Moshe, they exclaimed, Ze Eli Anu with Amru. This is my El Eli Hailei Ze Eli, and said, Yahweh Jehovah shall reign for ever and ever, Yahweh Yimloka Le'olama Wa'ad. And it is said, for Yahweh Jehovah hath delivered, I delivered Ya'ikob Jacob, and redeemed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Baruch atah Adonai Da'ala Yisrael. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Jehoshaphat, who hath redeemed Yisrael, Ethiopia. Cause us, I and I, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, to lie down in peace, Lishalom, and rise and raise I and I up, Malkeinu. O Ainai King Negusine, Ainai Negus, to life, Le Chayim. Spread over us, over Ainai, the tabernacle of the I, peace of the I, Shalom. Direct us, direct Ainai, right through thine own good counsel. Save us, save Ainai for thy name, for the Hashem's sake, the I name's sake. Be thou a shield about us, about I and I. Remove from us, I and I, every enemy, pestilence, sword, famine, and sorrow. Remove also the adversary, adversity, and the adversary from before I and I and from behind I and I. O shelter us, shelter I and I beneath the shadow of the I wings. For thou, O El, Ki El, for thou, O El, art I and I guardian and I and I deliverer. Ki El, Shomareinu. Ua mat eleinu, yea, thou, ata o el, ki el, meleka, hanun, werachum, ata, ushmora, feyateinu, ua bo einu, le chayim, ula shalom, me ata, uada aulam. Yea, thou, El, art a gracious and merciful king, a gracious and merciful Negus, and guard I and I going out, and I coming in to life and to peace from this time, from this I were forth, and for evermore. Ufrosha aleinu. Sukata Shilomecha. Blessed art thou, the I, Adonai, Jehoshaphat, who spreadest the tabernacle of thy peace over us, over I and I, and over Amika, the I people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Yahweh Ha. Poresh sukata shalom aleinu. We all call Amo Israel. We all Yerushalayim.
Bill. Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Bless Beab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Sifatai. Tifatach ufi agid tehilateka. O Adonai Adonai, open thou my lips, sifatai tifatach, and my mouth shall declare thy praise, thy eyes. Ufi agid tehilateka. Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Elohei Aboteinu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, O Elohei Yaakov Ha'el Ha'gadol Ha'gibor Ve'ha'nora El Elyon Gomel Chasadim Atodim Ve'one Hakol Ve'zoker Chasidei Avot U'ameibia Goel Le'bnei Benehem le ma'ana shemo de ahaba. Blessed art thou, the eye, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, Einai Elohim, and the Elohe of Einai fathers, patriarchs, the Elohe of Abraham, Elohe of Yitzhak, Elohe of Isaac, the Elohe Yaakov of Jacob, the great, mighty, and reverent El Ha'el Ha'el, who bestowest loving kindnesses and possessest all things, who rememberest the pious deeds of the patriarchs, and in love wilt bring a redeemer to their children's children for thy name's sake. Melech Ozir Ua Moshiach Ua Magen, O King, Helper, Savior, and Shield, Melech Ozir Ua Moshiach Ua Magen. Blessed art thou, the eye, Adonai, the shield of Abraham, Baruch Ata, Adonai Magen Abraham. Thou, the eye, Ata, Gibora Le'olam, Adonai, Mi'chaye Ameitim, Ata Rav, Le'hoshia. Thou, O Adonai, art mighty forever. Thou quickenest the dead, givest life to the dead. Thou, the I, art mighty to save. Me, kalkel hayim, de chesedah, me chayei meitim. Thou, the I, sustainest the living with loving kindness, quickenest the dead with great mercy, supportest the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. Who is like to thee, I, Mi Kamoka, Adonai, Adonai, of great, of mighty acts, and who resembleth thee, I, O Melech, O King, who killest and quickenest, who killest and givest life to, and causest a salvation to spring forth. Where ne'emana ata le ha heyot meitim. Yea, faithful art thou to quicken, to give life to the dead. Blessed art thou, Baruch Ata Adonai, mi yachayei ha meitim. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, who quickenest, who givest life to the dead. Thou art holy, Atak, Adosh, and thy name is holy, Wishimekak, Adosh. And holy Isla beings praise the eye daily. Ukadoshima bekol yoma, ye halleluka, Selah. Blessed art the I, Adonai, the Isla God. Baruch Ata Adonai, Ha'el, Ha'kadosh. Ata, Kedashta, the I, thou, this holy Isla, make holy the seventh day. Thou, the I, this make holy the seventh day. To thy name, Ata Kidashta et Yom HaShivi'i Lishmeka, as the end of the creation of the heavens, Shamayim Wa'aretz, and the earth, the earthly plane. Thou, the eye, this blessed above all days, and this hallow, make holy, make Isla it above all seasons, set it apart above all seasons. And thus, like this, it is written in thy law. Wiken katub bi torateka. Wai kullu, and the heavens and the earth, hashemayim wa haaretz, were finished, and all their hosts, and on the seventh day, Elohim, the true God, had finished his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, blessed the seventh day, and he hallowed it, and he made it Isla, made it set apart, because he rested thereon from all his work, which Elohim had created and made. Eloheinu, Elohe Abotenu, Ritzei, Miba Nuchatenu, Kadeshenu, Be Mitzoteka, Witein, Chelekenu, Be Torateka, Shabbaenu, Miat Uveka, We Samachenu, Be Shuateka, We Tahira Liv Libenu, Le Abadeka, De Amet, We Hanachilenu, Yahweh, Lohenu, Beahava, Uba Ratsona, Shabbata, Adesheka, We Yanuhu, Baha. Israel miyak adeshe shemeka. O Elohim, Ainai Elohim, and the Elohim of Ainai fathers, patriarchs, accept our rest, sanctify Ainai by thy commandments, and grant Ainai portion in Torateka, in the I Torah, direction, instructions. Satisfy Ainai with thy goodness, and gladden Ainai with the I salvation. Purify Ainai hearts to serve the I in truth, the Amet, and in the I love and favor. Yahweh Eloheinu, O Adonai, Ainai Elohim. Make Ainai inherit thy holy, thy Isla Shabbat. And may Yisrael, who hallow, make holy, set apart, make Isla thy name, rest thereon. Bless art the I, Baruch atah Adonai, Miyakadesh HaShabbat. Bless art the I, O Adonai, who hallowest, who Isla, make holy, make set apart, HaShabbat. Ritzei Yahweh Eloheinu, De Ameka Yisrael, accept Ritzei Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Adonai Ainai Elohim, thy people Yisrael, and their prayer, Uabita Filatam, We Hasheva Etaha Eboda, Lidabira Beteka, We Ishe Yisrael, restore the service to the oracle in the I house. Beteka, receive in love and favor both the fire offerings of Yisrael, Ishe Yisrael, and their prayer, and may the service of Amika Yisrael, thy people Yisrael, be ever acceptable to thee. And make Ainai eyes behold thy the eye return in mercy to Sion, Sion, we chezena, we te chezena, aineno, de shuveka le Sion, de rachemim. Bless art the I, Adonai, Baruch ata, Adonai, ha machzir, she kienato le Sion, who restores thy the I divine, I thine presence. To Zion, to Zion, Modim, Nachnu Alach. We give thanks, young for eyes to the eye, for thou art Sha Atahu Yahuwah Eloheinu, Welohe Avotenu, Le Olama Waad Sura Chayenu, Magen Yishainu. Atahu ledora wadora node leka una sater te dialatek te hilateka. We give thanks to the I, for thou art Adonai and I Elohim, and the Elohim, true good, true God of I and I fathers, patriarchs for ever and ever. The I art the rock of I and I lives, the shield of I and I salvation through every generation. We will give thanks, young, for Isis, the eye, and declare the eye praise, I Isis, for I and I lives, which are committed to the eye hand, and for I and I souls, I and I psyches, who are in thy charge, and for thy miracles, which are daily, day by day, with I and I, with us, and for thy wonders and thy benefits, which are wrought at all times, at all hours, evenings, morning, and noon. O thou who art all good, whose mercies fail not, thou merciful be in whose loving kindnesses never cease. We, I, and I have ever helped in thee. I. With Allah Kulam, Yita Barak, with Yita Romama Shemeka, Malke Nua, Tamid Le Olama Wad. For all these thanks, thy name, Shemeka Malkeinu, I and I King, shall be continually, itinually blessed and exalted forever, for ever and ever. We call Ha Chayima Yoduka Selah. And everything that liveth shall give thanks, young for Isis, to the eye for ever, and shall praise Shemeka, the eye name, the Hashem in truth. Oh, El Ha'el Elohim, our salvation and our help. Baruch Ata Adonai Hatov Shemeka Ulleka Nae Lehodot. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, whose name is all good, and to whom it is becoming to give thanks. Shalom Rav Al Yisrael Ameka. Grant abundant peace, shalom, to Yisrael, thy people, for thou art the sovereign. Thou art the sovereign, Adon, Lord of all peace, shalom. And may it be good in thy sight to bless Ameka Yisrael, thy people, Yisrael, at all times, at all hours, and at every hour, with thy peace. Baruch atah Adonai, Hama bareka et amo Yisrael bashalom. Blessed art thou, the eye, Adonai, Jah Rastafari, who blesses thy people, Amika, Yisrael, Ethiopia, with peace, bashalom. El Hai, Hailiyai, oh my God, El Hai, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking guile. And to such as curse me, curse I, and let my soul, my psyche, nafshi, be dumb. Yea, let my soul, my psyche, be to all as the dust. Open my heart to Torah Teka, to the eye direction, instruction, the eye Torah, and may my soul, my psyche, nafshi, pursue thy commandments. If any design evil against me, against I, speedily make their counsel of none effect, and frustrate their designs. Do it for the sake of Shemeka, the I name, the Hashem. Do it for the sake of thy right hand. Do it for the sake of thy holiness, thy islandness, thy set-apartness. Do it for the sake of Torah Teka, the I Torah, the I direction, instruction. In order that thy beloved ones may be delivered, I livered, O save with thy right hand, and answer I and I and I. May the words of I thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable before thee, I, O Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, my rock and my redeemer, who he who maketh peace, shalom, in his high places. May he make peace, shalom, for us, for I and I, and for Kol Yisrael, for all Israel, and say ye, say y'all, Amen. Yehia Ratzon Milfaneka Yahweh Eloheinu, may it be thy will, O Jehovah, and I Elohim, and the Elohei of I and I fathers, I and I patriarchs, that the temple be speedily rebuilt in I and I days, and grant I and I portion in Torah Teka and the I law direction instruction. And there we I and I will serve the I with awe, as in the days of old, and as in the ancient years. Then shall the offerings of Yehuda, of Judah, and Yerushalayim and Jerusalem be pleasant, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as in the days of old. and as in the ancient years. And here you hear the reader and the congregation say, for the evening service, for the Shabbat from the Siddur, the reader and the congregation say, and the heavens and the earth were finished. Vayichulu ha-shamayim v'ha'aretza v'kol ha-tzibaam, and all their hosts. And on the seventh day, Elohim, the true good, the true God, had finished his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and hallowed and made it set apart and idolified it, because he rested thereon from all his work, which Elohim, the true good, the true God, had created and made. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'givora, Ve'hanora, El Elyon, One Ashamayim Wa'aretz. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Einai Elohim, and the Elohim of Einai fathers, Einai patriarchs, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, of Isaac, the Elohim of Yaakov, the great and mighty and reverent El Ha'el, the Most High El, possessor of heaven and earth. He, with his word, was a shield to our forefathers, Magen Abota Bidabaro, and by his bidding will quicken the dead, will give life to the dead. Mechayeya Meiti Bimaamaro, the Isla set apart, El, true good, true God, Ha El, Hail, even Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, like to whom there is none, who giveth rest to Amo, his people, on his Isla Sabbath, Shabbat day, because he took pleasure in them to grant them rest. Him we, I and I, will serve with fear and awe, with respect and awe, and daily, day by day, and constantly, continually, I and I will give thanks, young for Isis, to Shemo, to his name, to the Hashem, in the fitting forms of Baraka. He is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to whom thanks, young for Isis, are due. The Adonai, Adon HaShalom, the Adon, the Adonai of peace, of shalom, who halloweth, who idolifieth, who setteth apart HaShabbat, the Sabbath, and blesseth the seventh day, and in idleness, holiness, and apartness, giveth rest to a people sated with delights, in remembrance of the creation, in remembrance of the iration. Eloheinu, Elohe Avoteinu, Ritzeya, Bima Nuchateinu, Kadeshenu, B'mitzoteka, Wetena Chelekeinu, B'torateka, Shavainu, Miyatuveka, We shamachenu bi yeshuateka, we aher li benu le abdeka be aimet, we hana chialenu yahweh Eloheinu abe ahava ubaratzona shabata kadsheka. We ya nuhua baha Yisrael miyak adishaya shemeka. Oh, our Elohim, Eloheinu, and the Elohei Avoteinu, and the Elohim of Einai fathers, Einai patriarchs, would it say, except Bima nuachateinu, Einai rest, sanctify Einai by the I commandments, and grant Einai portion, bitorateka, in the I Torah, satisfy us, I and I, with the I goodness, gladden us, I and I, with the I salvation, bishuateka, purify Einai hearts to serve the I, behemet, in truth, and in thy love and favor, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Einai Elohim, make Einai inherit thy holy Isle of Shabbat. And may Yisrael, who hallow, who set apart Shemekah, the I name, rest thereon. Baruch Ata Yahweh, Nia Kadesha Hashabbat. Blessed art Yah Jehovah, who hallows, who eilifies, who maketh set apart, holy Hashabbat, the Sabbath. And here the complete Kadesh, the reader and the congregation. The reader would say, magnified. Yit gadel, magnified, and sanctified be his great name in the world which he hath created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom during your life and during your days and during the life of all Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, even speedily and at a near time, a near hour. And say ye, and say y'all, Amen. Congregation, the aggregation, responsor, may let his great name be blessed for ever and to all eternity. The reader, blessed, praised, and glorified, exalted, extolled, and honored, magnified, and lauded be the name, be the Hashem of HaKadosh, of the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, though he be high above all the blessings and hymns, the praises, the eyes and consolations which are uttered in the world. And say ye, and say y'all, Amen. The reader, may the prayers and supplications of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel, be accepted by their Father, Shabbat Shemayim, who is in the heavens. And say ye, and say y'all, Amen. May there be abundant peace from Shemayim, from the heavens, and life for I and I, and for Kol Yisrael. And say ye, and say y'all, Amen. He who maketh shalom, peace in his high places, may he make peace, shalom, for us, for I and I, and for Kol Yisrael, and for all Yisrael, Ethiopia. And say ye, and say y'all, with Imru, Amen.
Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
We have today's daily song. We have song.
David Lasky.
O Lord,
Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath. My wrath.
Adonai, al bekechecha tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha deyastereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me.
Yichitzecha yichatu viyichatu.
And thy hand presseth me sore.
Alai yadecha.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. for mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
Le Haskir Mizmor Le David Le Haskir. Today's daily psalm, a psalm of David. Le Haskir, for a memorial, for remembrance. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Psalm XXXVIII, Psalm 38, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Roe, the shepherd, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, the king of righteousness. Weep not, behold, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed. The root of David has prevailed. To open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Today's daily psalm, a penitence prayer. Today's daily psalm is a penitence prayer, the theme, a penitence prayer. The author asks Adonai, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, to deliver him from his enemies. He confesses his chatiyat, his uchery, his fornication on the crown of the king. He confesses his sin, his lack, his missing the mark, and he recognizes the crisis he faces is a result of divine discipline. Yet he begs Adonai, not to reject him. Today's daily psalm, a penitence prayer. There's an analogy right here with Psalm VI, Psalm 6. This will at once, hopefully, prayerfully, become obvious. At once this will occur to the reader, the connection with today's daily psalm, Psalm 38, Hebraically Psalm Lamed Chet, Psalm 38. So there's an analogy with Psalm 6, which hopefully at once occurs obvious to the reader and to the hearer. Give ear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Israel, hear, Israel, hear, Shema Yisrael, the man who sees El Elohim, the true God, the true good. The speaker in today's daily psalm is afflicted with a serious illness, and his physical condition causes him searchings of heart. The season, the reason for the season here as we are in the pre-fall festival season, the third of the Shalosh Regalim, the pilgrim festivals, the fall festival, Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, at the end of the year.
And here, the psalm that was recorded at that time was interesting. The psalm also, right here, the beginning of the year in Pesach, Passover,
and Adis Amet. So in the season that's known as the season of Teshuvah, shub, turning, season of repentance. And here we have a penitence prayer, season of the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the season of the searching of the soul, the accounting of the soul, the accountability of the soul, soul searching, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, Cheshbon, the searching. What and where is the soul? What and where is your soul? Soul searching, the season of soul searching. And right here we have Psalm 38, a penitent prayer. Now, in conformity with the emuna, with the yea and the amen, the admittance of the truth, the amen, the me'amin, the faith, the credit, the credibility. One's called this belief, right? The true belief, the true faith. It is our firm belief, His Majesty says, that a soul without Moshiach, a soul without Christos, a soul without the anointed, the anointing and the ointment, is bound to meet no better fate but to crash and be smashed and dashed against the rocks and to become as though it had never existed. So it's important for us to seek, and he shall find. So this season is the season of soul searching right here. In the season of soul searching, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 38, a penitent prayer, in conformity with the emunah, with the subjective faith, the emnet, then held, he acknowledges that his sufferings are the effect or the consequence of chatiyat, of chet, of sin, of lack, of being caught lacking, of missing the mark, of fuckery, fornication under the crown of the king. He therefore offers his prayer in a deeply repentant spirit. Now, the occasion which led to the indicting, you're not here. The occasion which led to the indicting of the poem is said to be indeterminable, cannot be determined. Now, some of the scholars, like Rashi, he interprets the Mizmor, today's daily psalm, Psalm 38, as referring to the nation, as referring to I in the commonwealth, the nation. But, however, on the other hand, the personal note, each of us should take this personally, there's the personal note, which is strongly marked throughout today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, the king of righteousness. Weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. Weep not, behold, in spirit and in truth, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, Negus Neges, the Ethiopia. So we have today's daily psalm, Le Hazkir, Lehazkir, to bring to remembrance. KJV, King James Version, has it as a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. O Lord, Adonai, rebuke me not in thy wrath, in thy wrathedness, in thy wrath, neither chasten I in thy hot displeasure. The Hebrew text simply reads, Lehazkir, to cause to remember.
The same form in the Hebrew, the Hifilah, infinitive of Zakar, remember, Zakar, remember. This also appears in the heading of Psalm 70. Now, some understand this in the sense of for the memorial offering. But, however, it may carry and does carry the idea, it carries the idea of bringing one's plight to El Elohim, to the true good, the true God's attention. So we have the Aleph verse, Mizmor Le David, Le Hezekir, a psalm of David, the well-beloved, the loving, to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, to cause remembrance, to make memorial. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, chapter 38, Psalm 38. This is the area that's often referred to as the superscription, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance, a psalm of David to make memorial. But what is meant by Lehezkir? What is meant by Lehezkir? As we mentioned, it's the heading of Psalm LXX, Psalm 70. The meaning, some say, is not like some older commentators have supposed, to bring the plight of the sufferer to Jah's remembrance, but we would respectfully disagree. Both are true. You have to know thyself. Both are true. See, the word, some say, is best understood in the first sense, right, in the tabernacle, according to the pattern, taking heed to the pattern and building along the pattern. There's a technical Hebraic, technical sense of lehazkir, to make memorial, to bring to remembrance. And this is in connection with the mincha offering, which is the meal offering where HaKohen, the priest, was commanded to make azkara. What is azkara? Azkara is the memorial part. What is the memorial part? In Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, it says the memorial part, the azkara, thereof smoke, to make the azkara thereof, to smoke upon the mizbeach, upon the altar, in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2. So therefore, the direct possibility is that this term, it implies that the mizmor, in its original groundational sense, was chanted, was intonated, while that part of the sacrificial act took place. It indicates a type of temple chanting, a type of isis, a type of intonation in the heikal, in the temple, in the palace, right? So to cause the memorial part, the azkara thereof, to smoke upon the altar, that it indicates a type of temple chanting is to be concluded from the statement that we have in 1 Chronicles XVI 4, in 1 Chronicles 16 and 4, where it reads, and he appointed certain of the Levim, of the Levites, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark. Now, we're speaking of David HaMelech Negus, David, great King David, appointing that certain of the Levites, the Levim, the Lewawiyah, and in the New Covenant sense, we have that sense of even the singers, right? It's called chosen and faithful Rastafari, singers and players of instruments, the Levim, to minister lifnei, before, in the face, in the presence, the perception of the Tavot, the perception of the Aron, the Ark of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of He who be, who He be, His divine majesty, and to celebrate. In the First Chronicles 16 and 4, the word celebrate, when we look at the source code, is lehazakir, and to lehazakir, and to thank and praise the Yahweh. So we have the ministering, one act, along with the celebrating, the I liberating, the Hazkir, the Hazkir, to bring to remembrance, to make memorial, and to thank, to acknowledge, to thank, and to praise, and to Isis. So, hallelujah. He who be, who he be, hallelujah, hallelujah. First Chronicles XVI and 4. Here, looking at the superscription right here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Psalm 38, Psalm Lamed Chet, Psalm XXXVIII, to make memorial, Le Hazakir, to call to mind. Now, the word underlying Le Hazakir, Le Hazakir, from Zakar. What is Zakar? What is Zakar? Zakar, in the Strong's Concordance, in the Strong's, we have the H2142. Properly, Zakar, Zakar, Zakare, Zakar is to mark. To Zakar is to mark, so as to be recognized. To mark something is so as that something or someone is recognized, i.e. an S, to remember, to Zakare. It's a verb, Zakare, to remember, to mark. In the second entry, we have by implication, Zakar is to mention. Zakar is to mention. The third entry of the Hebrew Afro-Shemitic root word Zakar, underlying the superscription Ki Lehazakir, the third entry also as a denominative from the H2145 is to be male, to be male. Note, three times in the Shana shall all the males of Yisrael appear, presenting themselves and appearing in the place that Yahuwah, he who be, we be, the divine majesty, has chosen to place his name three times in the Shana. Take heed, right, that we build according to Jah pattern, according to Jah order, law, Jah law, the Torah, the instruction, the direction. And now we learn of the order as we are reading and studying and reasoning on it. How was it carried out? Right? And the app, what is the app for that? The application, right, of the true hymenot, the true religion, right, the true living faith to our life and to our liberty. So here, we're coming up on the time right here, three times in the year, shall all the males of Yisrael, shall all the Zakar, all the males of Yisrael. Now, you know one thing about the word Zakar? If you do your study to show yourself approved, and you look it up in the Macclesons as well as the Strong's and Strong's Concordance, you'll find that the KJV use of this word Zakar is to burn as well, in the sense of to burn incense, right? To burn incense earnestly, to be male. To be male, right? From male to man, right? To being a man. This is how we grow, right? From low degrees to high degrees. To make mention of, to be mindful, to be full of the mind. Let this mind be in you, the mind that's in HaMoshiach, that's in the Messiah mindfulness. To be mindful, to recount, to record. Also a recorder. Take note, take note, take note. Record and recorder. To be male, all this is connected with this word that means to mark, to recognize, as well as to remember, right? To call to mind. Nago fagat. No, nago fagat. No, don't forget, right? To mention, to be male, to burn ashes earnestly, to be male, to make mention, to be mindful, recount, record, remember, make to be remembered. Make to be remembered so that it's not forgotten. What did Yeshua Hanotri Adonenu? He says, do this in remembrance of I, of me. Bring to remembrance, call to remembrance, come to remembrance, keep in remembrance, to put in remembrance, to be still, to think on and to think well. Looking at the superscription right here, so we see there's a similarity as well in an earlier psalm, namely Psalm 6, All right, Psalm 6. When we look at the first verse, about to ride up with the first verse right here, looking at the superscription. The superscription, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, this Aleph verse, this part that in the KJV is actually connected with the first verse. So superscription and the first verse in the KJV. If you look at the King James Version of the Bible, if you have the Bible, hopefully, disciples, fellow disciples, Talmudim, Chabarim, Chasidim, you'll see it'll say, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. First verse, Psalm 38 and 1, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. It says, O Lord, O Adonai, Adonai, O Adonai, rebuke I not in thy wrath, neither chasten I in thy hot displeasure, neither discipline I, yes, but do not discipline I in thy hot displeasure. This is the prayer of a suffering penitent. A penitent's prayer, a suffering penitent's prayer. So that's the Aleph verse, right, which in the Hebrew is the first verse, and connected with the Beit verse, which in the KJV is all part of the same verse. All right, so this is where sometimes the numbering between the Tehillim, the Masoretic, the Hebrew, and the translation, the KJV namely, this is our major point of reference in our studies from low degrees to high degrees. And now we'll begin. Let's ride up with this psalm more in earnest here. The 38th psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, today's daily psalm, a penitence prayer. We have right here a penitence prayer. So grab your pen, your paper, your sacred scripture, the B-I-B-L-E, and bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind. Shema Israel.
Le-Hazkir. Just a little build on the basic etymology, Hebrew etymology, that word Le-Hazkir, to bring to remembrance and the connection even with burning Aishans, and also with the Shabbat as well, right here. The Sabbath word, remember.
Zakor et Yom HaShabbat.
Zakor et Yom HaShabbat. Likadisho, remember.
Zakor et Yom HaShabbat. Likadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadisho.
And here, Psalm 38, interesting. That audible was during the third, of the three times in a year. At the end of the year, with the third of the three times, Sukkot, Tabernacles. And here, it comes in right before where we have Pesach, Passover, the beginning. So here, just noted this psalm at the beginning and the end of the Hebrew, the holy, the churchical, the gathering, where we have the seven times, the seven times in the three seasons, season to begin very soon. And here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 35. So let's ride up, look with double eyes, a little more on that key word, Lahazkir, and also how it connects here with the first and the second reading right here in the Sabbath studies, this Torah, weekly Torah portion, Vayikra, as we begin the third book of Moses, Hebrew book known as Leviticus. That's coming forward, after look with double eyes. And after
let my
right
prayer
here,
be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Evening
sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as
מזמור למחד, מזמור לדוד להזכיר. מזמור למחד, מזמור לדוד להזכיר. אדוני, אל בקצבך תוכיחני, ובחמתך תייסרני. כי חיציך
ריחת ובי ותנחת עליי ידיך אין מתום בבשרי מפני זעמך אין שלום בעצמי מפני חטאתי כי עוונותי עברו ראשי כמסע כבד יכבדו ממני הבאישו נמקו חבורותי מפני איוולתי נעוותי שחותי עד מאוד כל היום קודר הילכתי כי חסלי מלאו נקלה ואין מתום בבשרי נפוגותי ונתקיתי עד מאוד שעקתי מן נהמת ליבי אדוני נגדך כל תאוותי ואנחתי ממך לא נסתר ליבי שחרחר עזבני כוחי ואור עיניי גם הם אין איתי אוהביי ורעיי מנגד נגעי יעמודו וקרוביי מרחוק עמדו וינקשו מבקשי נפשי ודורשי רעתי דיברו הפות ומרמות כל היום נהגו ואני חחרש לא אשמע וכאילם לא יפתח בי ואהי כאיש אשר לא שומע ואין בפיו תוכחות כי לך אדוני הוחלתי אתה תענה אדוני אלוהי כי אמרתי פן ישמחו לי ומות רגלי עליי הגדילו כי אני לצלע נכון ומכאובי נגדי תמיד כי עווני אגיד אדאג מחטאתי ואויביי חיים עצמו ורבו שונאי שקר ומשלמי רעה תחת טובה יסתנוני תחת רודפי טוב אל תעזבני אדוני אלוהי אל תרחק ממני חושה לעזרתי אדוני תשועתי
Yes, 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 yes. Chan, that audible Raytheon Lehi's key. We're going to some detail because connected with this book of Leviticus, and Leviticus Keeley is the handbook of the priesthood of the Levites, the priests and the Levites. All the priests are Levites, but now the Levites are priests. We see the time on that. You know, it's like about 50 minutes, but that will extend us a little beyond. So what we're going to do is maybe a sample, a little portion, and pick up with a little bit more as we move forward, 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 even
sabbatical
right here for this.
Study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Welcome to Blackboard Jungle. So don't you fumble, just be humble.
Humble.
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Lameh Chait, Psalm 38. Mizmor le David le Hazakir, 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 Hazakir. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm is Mizmor Lameh Chait. Lameh Chait. We have Psalm 38, Psalm XXXVIII, from the Sefer Tehillim. Psalm Lameh Chait, Psalm 38. Mizmor le David le hazkir, le hazkir, le hazkir, hazkir, hazkir. A psalm to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, a psalm of David. Mizmor le David. Mizmor le David le hazkir, le hazkir. Now, the author, David, asked Adonai to deliver him from his enemies, from his haters. He confesses his sin, his chatiyat, his chatat, his akari, his sin, his falling short, his lack, his missing the mark, his akari, generally speaking, and recognizes that the crisis he faces is the result of divine discipline. Yet, he begs Adonai, he begs the Lord not to reject him.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong.
Oh, shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 38. I'd like to share this right here in correspondence with where we're at here in the sabbatical studies and here in the season. We're in the third book of Moses, the handbook of the priests known as Leviticus. The Sefer Vayikra, some enunciate as Vayikra, right? Vayikra, and he called Wa, and Yikra, and he called. So the Sefer Vayikra, and he called the Orit Ze Lewawian in the Royal Ethiopic. In the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Majesty, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, we know the third book of Moses as the Orit, Ethiopically speaking, the Ethiopic Torah, directions, instructions, that perfect example, Araya. We have the Orit, Ze and Lewawian. The Torah, the directions, instructions of the Lewawian, the Lewim, the Levites. So how does this correspond right here at the 25th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong right here? What we have, according to the royal order, and here we have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lameh Chait, or 38, Psalm XXXVIII. The superscription, let's first of all begin with the superscription. The superscription is the part that often in some Bibles is deleted. They delete it from some Bibles. So if you have a Bible that does not have this superscription here to Psalm, or looking at even some of the online Bibles and the software, and if you turn to Psalm 38, and if the first words that you read, right, after you get to the title, Psalm 38, it says a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. Now, in the KJV, it says to bring to remembrance. In the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalms, speaking about the Psalms, what we know as the Psalms of David, the Mizmor David, going to touch on the Royal Amharic, the pure language, Metzav Kedus, but first thing to get to the roots, right, the Hebraic roots, right? So here we have Mizmor Le David Le Hazakir. Lihazkir, hazakir, hazakir. What is the Azkara, also known as the Azkara? We have this within this third book here, right? The memorial, what is referred to in the translations as the memorial. We're going to highlight that as we get more into detail here in today's daily psalm, in tune with where we're at right here in the sabbatical studies for this Torah portion, the 25th Torah portion, or Sal. Sal, properly enunciated as Sal, Sade, Wow, Sade, and the Wawe, or the We, Wow,
Sade Wow Sao. Some Yehudi in the modern, more modern Hebrew would enunciate as Sav or Sav, 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 right? But of course, not with the emphasis. See, the emphasis on the letters and the word sound power is very, very important. Here's where Ainai roots, Ethiopically speaking, Afro-Shemitically speaking, are very, very important when we are speaking and enunciating. Sao, Sawa, Sawa, command from Sawa, Sawa. Some enunciate as Sava, Sava, but it's not Sava, it's Sawa, Sawa. It's a Wawe, Wawe, just to emphasize that right there, because some say that there's no W sound in Hebrew, maybe not their Hebrew, but the biblical and the Afro-Shemitic Hebrew, there is the Wawe, the Wow. And we have living languages, we have the pure language that he would turn to his feet from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. We have this in Psalm. We have this in the Psalms, but we have this in the prophet Amos, Amos 9 and 7. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians and Tamil children, Yisrael? Link. Now we also have it in the prophet Zephaniah, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Right? If I would turn to, you know, turn to the people, a pure language from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. So let's just bring this up right here before we get into a little more details here. Just to get the roots, the context. The context is very, very important. Right? So the context of today's daily psalm is to bring to remembrance. It's a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. A psalm of David to bring to remembrance. And here, just turning the scripts just even, you know, to tune up. Let's tune up on this prophetic word right here. Because as we point to the linguistics, the language, so ones can at least begin to appreciate or appreciate love, as I nine say, hold no grudge, appreciate love, right? Appreciate love, the teaching. Right, and the presentation even here on the ear and in the eye. So here we have Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah chapter 3, we have verses 9 and 10. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, purified. Process of purification, as silver is tried in the furnace of fire, right? The furnace of the earth, the hearth of the earth, right? Purified. How many times? Seven times. Significant key number there. Right, that key number, perfect number, but as it applies even right here. Turn to the people a pure language that they may all call upon the name of Ekeziah, the sustainer of the good, the open hand of the generous Ab, Father, to serve him. To serve him, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, is divine majesty with one consent. Now verse 10 says, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even, the daughter of my dispersed shall bring my offering. Isn't that interesting with this third book of Moshe right here? We have the offerings, right? The korban, the offerings from karav, to draw near, karav, draw near. Draw near to offer, right? For then will I turn to the people a pure language. So here, let's get to a groundation on today's daily psalm and where we're at right here in the sabbatical studies and here in the season, the reason for the season, for this time right here, right? As we have Psalm 38, a psalm of David, Mizmor le David, to bring to remembrance, le hazakir, from Zakar. What is Zakar? Now we had scripted some notes right here. Psalm 38, a penitent's prayer. The psalm is called a penitent's prayer. And it's an analogy with Psalm 6, Psalm VI, or the Wow Psalm. Some may say Vav, but more correctly the Wow, Wowway, the Wow Psalm. Will at once occur to the reader, to the Talmid, the disciple that comes more. At once, Shema, give ear, hear. See the link between Psalm 6 and today's daily psalm, Psalm 38. Now, the speaker is said to be afflicted with a serious illness, and his physical condition causes him searchings. Afflicted with a serious illness, is ill. So turns to the true good, the true God, the true El, because one is ill, and his physical condition causes him searchings, seeking. Seek, ye shall find, searchings. Of heart, heartically speaking. Now, in conformity with the emuna, or the admittance, the belief, the yea and the amen,
that was then held, and there's a principle here as well, but then held, and this was that he acknowledges sufferings are the effects of chati'at, of sin, of akari, of falling short, forfeiture, of missing the mark. He therefore offers his prayer in a deeply repentant spirit. Now, the occasion which led to the indicting of the poem, the composition, Psalm 38, cannot be determined, you know, the details of the person condition of Dawid. But what is expressed here is that the psalm, the Mizmor, some say refers to the nation as a whole in its entirety, as the whole is greater, holistically speaking, than the sum of the parts. But zooming in right here on this part right here, the personal note. There's a personal note in today's daily song, which is strongly marked throughout. Now, what we're zooming in on right here is this superscription right here. KJV says, to bring to remembrance. In the Sefer Tehillim, it is translated from the Hebrew, lehazikir, to make memorial. Lehazikir, to make memorial. And the root word we have here is zaka, right? To make memorial, or translated as, in KJV, to bring to remembrance. So we have the heading, the superscription, Psalm 38. Also, again, we have this in the superscription, Hebraically speaking, in Psalm 70. Now, today's psalm, there's an analogy, it's analogous with Psalm 6, the wow psalm. Now, what we have here is a connection with the mincha offering, or what is known Ethiopically as the ihil korban, or the grain offering. But first things first, to make memorial. The Hebrew lehazkir. Again, we have this in the heading of Psalm 70, as we mentioned, the LXX psalm, Psalm 70. Now, the meaning, some say, now we reasoned on this before, but we're going to reason on this a little bit more in depth right here, as this corresponds with this 25th here, sabbatically speaking, right, even on the eve, and coming into the seventh of fulfillment here in the season, even the 400 years, yes, the 2019, right, here, the 25th sabbatical study here, we're at the second reading from the third book of Moshe, known as Leviticus.
Now, what's very interesting, this is also a pre-record right here, that was the 25th, but actually the reference to the Mincha and the offering takes place in this sabbatical study for the 24th, just the FYI.
Offering is falsely called the meat offering in translation, or pseudonymously, let's say pseudonymous, falsely named. It's often referred to as the meat offering. And because this third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, the Orit Lewawiyan, brings out the sacrifices and even the animals, the dead, as we can say, flesh and the meat there, so to speak, right? One would think that if it's reading this just so-called casually and not really diligently, one would think, oh, this meat offering must be something that's meat. And often people get confused, especially in these latter days and time, when they are, say, reading or hearing, and here's where a lot of the confusion comes in. We have it even in the very beginning of the Bible, in the first book of Moshe, known as Genesis, where it says that the herbs are the green, you know, we say that the herbs are for the service of man, but in the beginning it says that it shall be there, the meat. And often one reads this here, let's just go right here just so we can bring out the evidence right here so one can refer to it and get to know the truth for themselves upon meditating upon the word we have right here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. To you it shall be for meat. Right now, it's not saying in place of flesh or anything like that. It's basically saying the meat here in the translation. Remember, this is the translation, so we go to the roots. We go to the roots so we don't get lost or confused in translation. Now, the translation there often, you know, ones sometimes even assume when they find M-E-A-T. But the KJV refers to M-E-A-T
as like the bread or the edible, mebel or lechem, depends on the Afro-Shemitic, you know, roots that we are going to refer as a point of reference so we don't get lost in mistranslation or misunderstanding of the standing translation, because the KJV, King James, low degrees to high degrees, just basic, so we all can be on the same page, proverbially speaking. So we have Psalm 38. Psalm 38 to bring to remembrance, to bring to remembrance. So here's where the emphasis in I and I reasonment right here is, because it really segues and brings out the context. See, the context of what Dawid has here and what we have also in the Psalms and also elsewhere is grounded and founded on the first principles. What be the first principles of the Dibrei Elohim? Dibrei, Hebrew, Hebraically, Dibrei, the words of Elohim. Yeah, Gizyav Yekalat, the Kalat, the words. Don't be the first principles, the contextual, right? So when from a Hebrew or Hebraic perspective, and reading this from a Hebrew or Hebraic perspective, understanding and intelligent, the spirit of knowledge, you know, and wisdom and understanding, Mizmor le David le Hazikir, a psalm, a chant, an intonation of David, of the well-beloved, le Hazikir, to make memorial. So there's a footer right here that we've shared before, but now we can get a little more details because we have a point of reference within the first principles, namely within HaTorah, the directions, the instructions, the teaching. Give us the teaching of his divine magic. We don't want no devil's philosophy. So the devil's philosophy is what has many ones in the confusion concerning these basics here. Many of us, you know, we hear the word meat, and nowadays the word meat is used for flesh, but that was not even so even in the 1611 time. So in 1611 time, when they read KJV of the translation that we have here, they understood that it was speaking that the herbs was given as food. Let's just make it just plain pesha, as food, right? So here we have lehazkir. Now, some of the older commentators, right, they had brought forward the reasoning on this psalm and on this word sound, lehazkir, which is translated KJV, to bring to remembrance, and more directly, Hebraically, to make memorial. They reason that this means to bring the plight of the sufferer to Ha'Elohim, to the true good, the true God's remembrance. So they interpret it almost like a literal, you know, okay, if it means to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, to cause, to remember, to bring to remember, to thought of mind, you know, to thinking and thought, that this must mean in the context of today's daily psalm that this was to bring his suffering, right? Like we said, that the speaker in the psalm, Dawid, right, and even I and I, when we are in that Hebraic avatar mode, right, in that first-person mode, the affliction, right, the affliction of a serious illness, and therefore turning to the true good, the true God, right, the true Al, right? So some say this was to bring, you know, one suffering to the L, right? That one had suffered, is suffering the ill, and therefore to bring their plight, their suffering, to Ha'el. The illness that they are suffering, to bring that to Ha'el, to the true El Elohim. Now the word here, the Hazkir, is best understood in a technical sense. Hebrew, Hebraically speaking, technical sense. When we say learning to read the Hebrew sign language. Right, and technical is an interesting word, technical, technique, right? Technique, as we translate it and bring it forward, we find that the roots of it has to do with wisdom, skill. One who has wisdom, skill, one may have knowledge but is having that know-how. So the know-how in comparison to the knowledge is like wisdom in comparison to the knowledge. So you have the knowledge but now gaining that know-how. Right, and then through the experience and the understanding, and we come to that overseeing, that fullness, that epinosis, what's known as the epinosis, right? Epinosis. It's the gnosis, but it's the epinosis. Scripturally, biblically, that's the full knowledge, the full knowledge. So in a technical sense, the connection with the meal offering, which is Sedona mostly, or pseudo, falsely, nomos, named, falsely named, the meat offering. So let's make a note of that, Habarim, in Talmudim, you know, brothers, you know, sisters, disciples, make a note of that. when we come across the word meat offering, you have to make a note. You have to make a mental note, maybe even within one scripts. You know, we had done that, and ones may do that in certain scripts. You know, just make a little notation, circle the word. I wouldn't really suggest so much marring, you know, marring the Bible, you know, like in a sense of striking it out or all that, like you're getting all, like, overly zealous, you know, but maybe circle it, appoint it, put a marginal note, you know, a little note there, appoint it, right? You know, so that one can have that point of reference. Okay, there it reads meat offering. But in 1611, right, and properly understood, we know this is the meal offering. So here we have the connection with the meal offering where, see the meal offering, in the meal offering, the ha-kohen, the kohen, the priest, the kahin, kohen, the priest was commanded. Interesting. Sal, command. That's the first words of the 25th sabbatical study, Torah portion. Sal, command. The priest was commanded to do what? To make a memorial part, what is known Hebraically as the Azkara. Le hazakir. So the Azkara is the memorial or the memorial part thereof to smoke upon the altar. Where do we have this? Well, we are in the second reading. We refer to now the first reading, right? So here we're in Tzal. We refer to Vayikra, the first reading, chapter 2, verse 2. It says, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priest, and he shall take thereof his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense, Labona. We call frankincense Labona, right? The Labona thereof. And the Kohen, shall burn, or, here's the key thing, from a Hebrew, Hebraically, even this is a nuance that the Chabarim and the Talmudim disciples, that Kamez Amorit, need to pick up on right here. In the KJV right here, we're in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2. In the connection here with the superscription of today's daily psalm, the 38th psalm, which says to bring to remembrance, to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, the Hazkir, right? And what is the Hazkir? We have that link with the Azkara. The Azkara is the memorial, right? So here in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, HaKohanim, the priest, and he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And HaKohen shall burn the memorial of it, or the Azkara shall burn the memorial of it upon HaMizbeach, Mizbeach, right? Upon the Mizbeach, the altar. To be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. So now here, let's bring up the Hebrew right here in connection with today's daily psalm right here. All right, let's bring out a little bit more of the Hebrew. All right, are you with I and I? I am receiving this. Please do, or just get a listen, a first listen, right, and just iditate it, and may Jah bring it to the eyes, remembrance. So here, we read from the KJV right there. Notice what it says the priest, and the priest shall burn the memorial part, or the memorial of it upon the altar. Burn, right? In the Hebrew, brings out the sense of cause it to smoke, right? The memorial part, azkara thereof, shall make the Azkara thereof, smoke upon the altar. So what do we have here? It says, Wehebiyaha illa b'nei Aharon ha-kohanim, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests. Wik amat, nisam milo. Kum tso, and he shall take there out his handful of the fine flour, kum tso, mi saltaha, the saltaha, taking out his handful of the fine flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, mi shamanaha, mi Umi Shamanaha, Umi Shamanaha, the Shamanaha, the Shaman, right? Umi Shamanaha, Al Kola Lebonataha, together with all the frankincense, Lebonataha, the Lebona, Lebonataha, all of its frankincense, all of its frankincense, in a sense, her frankincense in the context linguistically here, right? It says, thereof, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof to, memorial part thereof smoke. So this idea of it burning, yes, it's burning, but the key emphasis Hebraically is causing it to smoke, almost like to fumigate. And here we have in the Hebrew, it says, we hikatir. We and hikatir, the wow consecutive there, the vav wow consecutive. We hikatir. We have the kata, like to burn aishens, to burn incense, to fumigate, to cause it, to make it smoke. So here it says, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke upon the altar. We hikatir ha kohen eta azkarataha. Azkaratah, illa, it says here we have eta azkaratah. Now, not to get into this, because this is another interesting nuance here that needs to be brought out from the Hebraic, so when we get to study the parts and how the parts add up, we get a full of the whole, or holistically speaking, as the whole, right, is greater than the sum, than the adding up of the parts, but we need to understand, well, what are the parts? So the azkara, right, here is known as the Azkarataha, Eta Azkarataha, where he katira ha kohena Eta Azkarataha, ha mizbeach, ha mizbeacha, ha mizbeacha, mizbeacha, upon the altar, ishe reyach, nichoch, an offering made by fire, ishe, the offering, the ishe, right, the ishe by fire, right, upon the altar, causing it to smoke, right, the ishe, here we have ishe for the fire, ishe, an offering made by fire, right, of
let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Welcome to Blackboard Jungle. So don't you fumble, just be humble.
Here, Shema Yisrael, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, Mizmor LeDawid, LeHazakir, Yahuwah, Ala BeKazibeka, Toki Chayni, Ua Bachemateka, Te Yasarein, Ki Yachit Seka, Nia Chatua Bi, Wa Tia Nehat Ala Yadeka. A psalm of David to bring
sufferance, remembrance. Oh, Yahweh, oh, Jehovah, rebuke me, rebuke I not in thy wrath, neither I the chasten, chasten I in thy hot displeasure. Yahweh. Allah bikatzibika tokicheni ua bachmatika te yasareini. A psalm of David, mizmor le David, to bring suffering to remembrance. Le hal hazkir hazkir. Oh Yahweh, Jehovah, rebuke I not in thy wrath, Yahweh alabik etzibika toki chini. Neither chasten I in thy hot displeasure, neither chasten me in thy wrath. Ua bach matika te yasareini. These words ought to be considered in the light of what scripture says elsewhere, even in Jeremiah 10:24. Yahweh Jehovah, chasten me only in measure, not in thine anger, lest thou the eye bring me to nothing, to naught. It is not written here, O Lord, chasten me in measure, but Yahweh, Jehovah, chasten me only in measure. That is, Yahweh, Jehovah, Lord, chasten me only with moderate punishments. So too it is written in Mishlei Shlomo in the Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son, that there be hope. Chasten, discipline thy son, that there be hope. Yasir binka, tiyesh tikwa. Chasten thy son, yasir binka, for there is hope. Ki yesh tikwa, while there is still hope. Kiyesh tikwa. This is as if to say, chasten him, but not to death. Not to death. Take care that in chastening, in disciplining, thou dost not destroy him. Wela himito alatisa nafsheka, only set not thy heart on his destruction. Wa'illa himito alatisa nafsheka, and to the killing of him lift not up thy soul. Wa'illa himito, and to the killing of him Al Tisa Nasheka, lift not up thy soul. Hence, here, David said, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Ala Birketzipika Tokichaini. Rebuke I not in thy wrath. A rebuke is good. It is said in Mashal and Proverbs, in Proverbs 3:12, whom Yahweh loveth, he rebuketh. Kiet asher ye ehavi Yahweh yokiach, for whom Jehovah loveth, he correcteth. Kiet asher ye ehab Yahweh yokiach, whom Jehovah loveth, he rebuketh. But only when the rebuke is not given in wrath. Therefore, David said, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Yahuwah, Allah bik atipika, tokheini. He also said, chastisement is good, as scripture says, even in Psalm 94, verse 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord. Ashrei hagever, asher tiyasarenu, Yah. Happy is the man whom thou instructest, whom thou chastenest, Cha. Ashrei hagever, asher te yasareinu, Yah. Happy is the man whom thou chastenest. But we, I and I, cannot long suffer it. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, Ribon Shel Olam, Ribon Shel HaOlami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, we, I and I, have sinned, and thou art angry. And so we, I and I, are not saved, as it is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah 64 and 4, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In them have we been a long time. And shall we be saved? Subdue I and I, little by little. Subdue us, little by little. As it is written, even in Micah 7 and 19. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us as he subdues. As he subdues our iniquities. Hence, here it is said, O Lord Yahuwah Jehovah, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Yahuwah Alabik etzipikah tokichayni uabachimatika tiyasareini. A weaver, when he is sure that the frame stands fast, goes ahead with vigor. But when he is sure that the frame does not stand fast, does not strike with vigor, we, I and I, are the web, and thou, the I, art the weaver. We, I and I, cannot endure thy wrath or hot displeasure. As scripture says, even in Psalm 6, verse 3, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. Chaneni Yahuwah, ki umlal ani, be gracious to me, O Jehovah, for I languish away. Chaneni Yahuwah, ki umlal ani. Be gracious, have mercy upon I, O Jehovah, for I am weak, for I languish. Ki umlal ani. For if thou, the I, art up on me, upon me, upon I, with hot displeasure or wrath, I shall die at once. And as it's written in Psalm 30, verse 10, what profit is thee in my blood when I go down to the pit? Mahabeta bi dami bi riti el shachat. What profit is there in my blood? Ma bita bi dami. When I shall go down to the pit, the aridtiya illa shachat, illa shachat, illa shachat, illa shachat. He who is not skilled in giving lashes, after binding a man, strikes him upon the head,
or between the eyes with a stick. But he who is skilled in giving lashes after binding a man strikes him upon the back, not upon the head or between the eyes, in order not to blind the man's eyes. He strikes him upon a part of the body where there is no danger. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Zechariah 13:6, what are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. What are these wounds between my hands? And he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friend. That is, if one be asked, what are these wounds between my hands? He will answer, they are the result of being befriended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the result of being befriended by the Holy One. Blessed be He. Ein metom bia besari mipnea zaimeka ein shalom ba it amai mipnea hatati kia evonotaya abrua rosh kmasa kabeda yekbutua mi ben mi men. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine indignation. Ein metom bia besaria mipnea zaimeka. Neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. Ein shalom. It's Amaya Mipnei Chatati. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me, for I. Kia Evonotaya Avru Roshi. For mine iniquities are gone over Roshi, my head, my Ras. Kia onotaya brua rosh kmasa kaved yikbdua mimen. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, used to say, according to Ezra 9:6, our iniquities are increased over our head. Rav Yitzhak Isaac told a parable, a mashal, of a man with a burden on Rosho, on his Ras, on his head, who was crossing the river, his feet sinking deep in the water. He was told, put the burden away from thee, and thou wilt be able to lift up thy feet. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, likewise, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked Israel, wherefore, why do you say, according to the words of Isaiah 55:7, for mine iniquities are gone over, according to the words of today's daily psalm, compared with the words of Isaiah, wherefore do you say, for my iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy. They are too heavy for me. Kia onotaya abru roshi. Kumasa kaveda yikubdua men. And in Isaiah 55:7, let make the wicked forsake his way. Make the ratchet forsake his way. That is, put away your evil deeds, and I shall have mercy upon you. As scripture goes on to say, make him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon
him. Rav Chanina Bar Papa said, according to the words of Psalm 40 and 6, many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us, to I and I, to us word. Rabota osita, ata Yahweh el-Hai, nifloteka, ua machashevoteka, eleinu. Many, O Jehovah, my God, Yahweh el-Hai, many are thy wonderful, the wonderful works which thou hast done. Rabot osita ata Yahweh Elohai, and thy thoughts that are to us word. Nifloteka ua machishvoteka eleinu. Many, rabot, many were all the wondrous works and thoughts. Wondrous works and thoughts, nifloteka umachashaboteka, that thou, Ata, didst conceive to make Abraham choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. The words to us word, towards us, eleinu, eleinu, to us word, they show that he did so for our sake, that we, that I and I might endure in this world. Rav Shimon Bar Papa, Simeon Bar Abba, Rav Shimon Bar Abba taught in the name of Rav Yochanan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, that made Abraham see four things, Torah, the yoke of the kingdoms, Gehenna, and offerings of Torah, of the Torah, the direction, instructions. It is written even in Bereshit, Genesis 15, verse 17, a torch of fire. And elsewhere in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 23 and 29, is not my word like as fire? Torch means Torah. Torch means Torah. As in the words from Shemot, Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, all the people perceived the thunderings and the torches of Gehenna. It is written even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 17. Behold, a smoking furnace. By that is meant Gehenna, as in the words from Malachi 3 and 10, Malachi 3, verse 10. Behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. Of offerings, it is said even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 9. Take I a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old. Of the yoke of the kingdoms, it is written even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 12, lo, a dread, even a great darkness fell upon him.
מזמור למדחת, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
O Lord,
O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, Adonai, Al beketzpecha tochicheni, tochicheni, tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure.
Hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyachseren.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore.
Presseth me sore.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. My salvation.